Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Memories of Ace continue on the show today and probably for several days, you know. But the goal is that I know we tell you and always have pretty much all the stuff that's going on with us in our real lives and, you know, what happens on the show and our interactions with each other off the air and all that kind of stuff. But I thought bringing you some details about things and how they happen and how our personalities work together and how they worked against each other at times and all of that kind of stuff that we never talk about. It's not scandalous or anything. We don't omit it from conversations because we're trying to hide it. It's just that there's really no place to bring it up in the grand scheme of things. So we were just talking about he wanted to jump a motorcycle over several cars in a parking lot of right along the highway.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about something else. Go ahead.
The box.
Yeah. And then, he was always up for, he wanted something and the show really needed this type of thing. And like I said earlier, I wasn't good at coming up with the shocking things that, you know, that people were like, oh, you remember when they did this or that? Like he always wanted to do these things where we would bet each other and then the loser had to do something embarrassing and all that kind of stuff. And it when I was younger, I would participate in that and I had to do a strip show, like a real male strip show thing at a club in Charlotte when I lost a bet. And that pretty much broke me. I was like, oh, you know. Yeah. And then when we got older, I was like, man, my kids, they know what's going on now. Mm-hmm. And I don't my kid. He's like, my kids think it's funny. I'll do it. So it got to where, and because we used to pick on him.
Oh my gosh.
You know, but we'd say, oh, he's just, oh, Mr. Pervert, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it seemed like for a while, everything that any type of embarrassing payoff that he had to do with a bet or whatever involved him being naked.
Yeah,
he was always naked for like 5 years. Yeah. Everything was him. Somebody's getting naked.
Unfortunately, I was on the show then during that 5 years. Yeah.
Somebody's got to get naked.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about yesterday about how dramatic he was. Not dramatic as in the way we use the term now, like always carrying on a bunch of drama, but in his presentation of everything and his personality, it was just always just like, he couldn't just say, you know, I want to do this. He'd go, we're going to do that, and it is going to effing kill. You know, he just like over the top. So he always wanted to have these brainstorming meetings in other places. Like, we'll go get a cabin in the mountains and we'll just hole ourselves up in that cabin until we come out with an entire spring full of nothing but killer bits. Yeah. We're going to slay. Can't nobody touch us when we get finished. Or he'd say, let's go get a suite at a hotel. Yeah. And just for the whole day, we'll be brainstorming. And the first time when Lindsay had just joined the show, we did that and brought her in for that. Yeah. And as soon as that was over, she called me and said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take this job.
I said, I don't know if this is going to work out. I can't wear diapers.
I don't want to wear a diaper.
Yeah. Don't want to dance on the side of the road. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. More coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Reagan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, welcome to Cellation.
Ooh.
Oh.
I just made that up.
I love that.
Oh.
He loved it.
Huh?
He would have loved it.
Oh, he would have. Yeah,
yeah, he would have
loved that. So day two of Remembering Ace, the official sanctioned Ace Remembrance broadcasts. Today is a little, not a little, it's a lot more lighthearted, talking about the quirkiness of Ace that made him special. And we talked about this a lot on the show, but there was one specific episode of this that we never mentioned, and I'm going to have to change names and do some generalities on this because it is, you know, still of a sensitive nature. We were working for this broadcast company corporation, and they sent one of their top executives from the corporate offices in to talk to us because it was probably coming up on contract renegotiations or something. And Ace is sitting there talking to the big corporate boss. We're at dinner and they're sitting right beside each other. And they're just talking. And Ace always had the reputation of putting his foot in his mouth, saying the wrong thing. Because I used to joke, but it wasn't a joke. But Ace did not know the meaning of the word subtle. Subtlety was nothing in his personality. No subtlety at all. And once he would get going, then you just had no idea where he was either going to land or crash. Yeah. And so he's talking to this guy, and the guy's just listening to him, and Ace is, you know, just really into what he's saying, and the guy's, you know, really listening hard to him, and then Ace mentions this other radio personality, and let's say the guy's name is Joe Blow. And he goes, yeah. I mean, then I look up and Joe Blow is now in market number 2 in Los Angeles. And I'm thinking, what idiot thought that guy was good enough to be in market 2? And this guy looked dead at him and goes, well, actually, I'm the one that made that decision.
In front of a packed table, you know.
Now, the rest of us, there was nothing we could have done except bust out laughing at him. And we were like, bah, what did you see? Hear what Aisha said? He said, and then he's the one that said, ah. Oh. So then the guy started laughing, and Ace was mortified.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mortified.
And I didn't see him embarrassed a lot. But.
Yeah, that was one time.
What kind of idiot thought he was good enough to be in L.A.?
Yeah. God. It was an idiot, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm moron. That idiot, sir.
Kind of moron.
It's amazing.
Classic.
And he may have even said, because, I mean, we smoke that dude. Yeah. Every day of the week, we could smoke that dude.
Just stepping all in.
Yeah.
Never stopping to think, you know what? This is a guy that's in charge of the entire, that portion of the corporation. He probably was in on this decision.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I got to tell him that guy sucks and we're great.
Yeah.
He's just like a wrestler. Yeah. You know, he's just like a wrestler.
There's a lot of similarities to a wrestler for sure. Yeah. That's one of them.
Yeah. All right, so if you got any questions, DM us. Anything you want to know about any of the situation as far as what Ace was like, go to any of our social medias and send a DM. We got more coming.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Okay. Continued funny stories about Ace and remembering him. It's been a week today since his passing, and we couldn't do anything last week. We couldn't come in and do anything, as you can imagine. So we came back yesterday. Yesterday's show. If you missed that, you can go listen to the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, it's really easy to use our homepage for that because you can use it like an app now. The technology with that now. Oh, these kids and what they've come up with. Oh, Elon and them.
Yeah.
I mean, they come up with some stuff now. So you can use our website. It acts exactly like an app would with a little icon on your phone.
It's got everything you need. Audio, video, podcast.
On your device. Doesn't necessarily have to be a phone.
Sure. Exactly.
So we were talking about Ace's unique personality and sometimes over the top, grandiose, I guess.
Yeah,
you would say. And which one were we just talking about? Because what happens as soon as we turn the mics off, we start talking about something else, another one, and then I forget what it was before we come back on. We're talking about the Disney one.
Yeah, Disney World was crazy, and I think Lindsay was a part of
that. Do you remember being at Disney World with the grandkids trip and the families had all gone in for the night, and we were over at Epcot, and we were in England.
Yeah.
And they told us the place was closing. It was time to vamoose.
Yeah.
And he got mad and started arguing with the security guy.
Yeah. He's like, what? It's only 10 o'clock.
Yeah. He was flipping out on that guy. He was being rude to Lindsay. I was like, no, he wasn't. He was just saying, like, can you please, they're closing down at 10. We have to leave now. No, he was being rude to her. What's your problem?
He was like, you could have just told us to leave. You didn't have to be rude to her. And he's pointing because, I mean, he's so tall over everybody else. And he starts pointing. He's like, that.
I was like, how did I get in the middle of this?
I don't remember.
Was the guy being rude to you?
I can't remember.
Nobody else saw that.
No one remembers.
It's a possibility, but I don't think anyone else would have said anything.
It was one security guard that came in and told us to leave. And then when Ace started acting crazy, then the old older guy yeah. came in who was like the boss of the other ones.
Yeah.
And he was super nice, walked up, goes, "What's going on? How's everybody doing? Yeah. What's going on?" And then Ace was like, "That guy." Yeah. And so it's just like yelling at this old guy.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, that guy's got on Mickey ears on his shirt. Like, yeah. why are you yelling at yeah. this guy? And yeah. second of all, we're in Florida. There's plenty of bars. This doesn't yeah. have to be the last stop. We yeah. can go to another bar.
It ain't about okay. that, Riggins. It's not about that. He was rude. There's no need to be rude to people.
There's no question he stuck up for his friends.
Oh.
There's no question.
The most loyal.
Yeah.
It's not a cliche when we're talking about him. Loyal to a fault. I mean, he.
Yeah.
And generous. I made a note this morning that how people need to know how generous he was. If he had a nickel and you needed a nickel, he didn't even care why you needed it. If you asked him, he'd give it to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like I said, loyal to a fault sometimes. If you were his friend and you didn't do anything to mess that up and y'all were friends, he was as loyal to you as anybody that you could ever have mm-hmm. in your life.
He had your back. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, he might cuss you out about it. Yeah. But nobody else better be cussing you out. That's for sure.
Exactly. No,
only him.
Yep.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. Remembering Ace today, and hopefully, even if you've been listening for a long, long time, and a lot of people have, and I thank you so much for the sweet messages that we've gotten. It's really special how people choose to share their lives with us and bring us into their lives. But today we're trying to stay on lighthearted stuff. And one of the things that we really used to get frustrated at Ace about was how he just wouldn't let something go, and then he would act like it had never been brought up and act like it had never been voted down. He would just continue. If he wanted to do something on the show, he would bring it up at least once a quarter, like it's the first time he had brought it up, you know. Even when something we would do and it would crash and burn, he would bring it back in the next time we'd sit down with ideas and stuff and go, "I think we just need to do this and it would work." And one of those things is the famous cell phone around the world bit. And this was years and years ago before, you know, cell phones were in everybody's pocket. There were no smartphones. It was just you get on the phone and you can call people. That was it. Maybe texting, but it was where you had to hit the button three times to get to the letter that you wanted and all that. So he said, "We can go to the airport, give somebody a cell phone and tell them, call us when you land and then hand it to somebody else and tell them to do it when they land." You know, so we're ultimately looking for the phone we could get a call from China or somewhere like today. Where is the phone around the world going to be? And, you know,
yeah.
So we went to one of the sponsors, you know, like it wasn't Verizon at the time, but Ericsson or AT&T, something.
Yeah.
And they donated a phone to us, and the sales rep for their account got it all set up, had it rigged so the only number it would call was the studio back at the radio station and all that. So we sent somebody out live on the air, and the person gave it to someone at Charlotte Douglas International Airport that morning. Said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm flying to LA." He said, "Here, will you take this, call us from LA, and then hand the phone to somebody you see there and tell them to do the same and tell them to pass it on." He said, "Sure." Took the phone, and what did he do with it?
Kept it.
Threw it in the trash.
Threw it in the trash. Oh. Yeah.
Because you couldn't use it to do anything but call that one number.
Yeah.
So he just threw it in the trash.
Right in the trash.
Oh, my.
As soon as the guy walked away, he said, "All right, guys, he's got the phone. He's going to call us from L.A., you know, whatever." Never heard from it again.
Oh, my.
So up until, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, Ace is still saying, I still think we need to give cell phone around the world another chance.
All the time.
Still think.
And we would just bust out laughing like we did it.
We proved that it didn't work.
Yeah. Can't trust anyone.
Yeah, but we didn't do it right. Okay, so we're just going to start going buying iPhones for people. Here you go. Take an iPhone.
Yeah.
Promise you'll call when you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a dog with a bone. He wanted that thing to work.
Yeah.
He wanted it to work.
And then he would try to repackage it sometimes. Go, all right, what if we did, you know, let's say we gave somebody a phone and then they were on a bus and they were, let's not do cell phone around the world. Let's just do cell phone around the country. Maybe that would.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Remembering Ace, lighthearted stories today. And Reagan's just reminded me of something. When Instagram first became popular, and they set us up with Instagram accounts, the young people on the show did. Ace and I both thought that what you were supposed to do is if people were following you, then you would follow them back. So, I mean, it's just like keeping up with listeners, you know. And it got to a point where Riggins would say, you're not really supposed to do that. And by that time, you know, we had already liked a bunch of, you know, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Or followed a bunch of people. And I stopped. But Ace never quite got that, did he?
No, he didn't. He would follow back everybody that followed him. He just thought that's the way it worked. But, you know, he also had access to our show account, the Ace and TJ Show on Instagram. And, you know, if you open Instagram, you can switch back between profiles. You just hold your – well, he would forget to switch back sometimes. So I'd wake up in the morning and we'd have three new DMs from, like, hot chicks on monster truck tires and big butts on Yeti coolers and, like, these crazy, you know, not safe for work accounts. And I'd go, Ace, you got to stop doing it. He goes, I didn't do that. And I go, well, who else did? Like,
who? TJ doesn't even know how to get on the show account.
Yeah. No offense. I mean, hot chicks on monster truck tires sounds cool, but something about this says it's you.
Yeah, I don't know what, but
finally Riggins goes, you know, people can see when you like someone's account. Like it pops up, oh, he started following this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he would wonder why he was getting all these.
I don't know what's going on. Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you know what's going on. You followed him. Yeah. You hit the follow button.
Big butts on Yeti.
Yeah, big butts on Yeti.
It was like the crazy big butts.
Or
big
butts on tires.
Butts on tires. And this is just a raunchy, hot, something about like hot chicks on bikini girls on motorcycles or something. These girls are more tatted up than some of those hair bands.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them reminded me of, you know, the little exhibits that I saw at Daytona Bike Week. You know, it's like,
oh my gosh.
Why are we following these accounts?
Yeah. He liked that. He did like that.
And then Riggins would get mad whenever Ace would get into an argument with somebody on the show page or whatever, one of these show accounts.
He would do that all the time, going back and forth. I'm like, hey, I would just block him or ignore it. You're not making good points, second of all. You're making an awful argument.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is fun and honestly needed for me.
Yeah.
And I know it is for y'all too.
Yeah.
And we're having some fun talking about our memories of Ace. We were just talking about how he didn't realize that we could see that he was following these when he first, it wasn't even when he first got on Instagram. It was like a wild place.
It was like
butts on Yetis and whatever else. And Riggins would try to get him to stop. Don't do that on the show page and whatever. But during the show, if somebody sent a complaint and it made him mad, I mean, there were a lot of them that were funny that we would read on the show, make conversation out of. They call it content now, the kids do.
That's right.
But other times it was just like it would just make him furious, and he was out for the rest of the show. You might as well just put a wall up in front of him and close it. He's in his office at that point, and he just slammed. You know, we always talked about how he had perfect typing posture. I mean, he did. He's right back to the typing classes at school. I mean, perfect. He could type like crazy. And he would just be wailing on that thing.
We just hear the keys, yeah.
And so we're trying to talk, and we're carrying on with the show, being, you know, funny and trying to do stuff, and he is just not having it. He had to say it right then, and then as soon as the mics would go off, and we'd be laughing about what we had just talked about on the air and all that, and he'd go, listen to this. Yeah.
That's exactly what would happen. Yeah. The moment the mics went off, I'll tell you what she said.
Listen to this.
And he was offended whether it was about me. I mean, the intern. Yeah. I mean, it could have been about anything.
Yeah. I finally I had to tell him one time. Hey, I really appreciate it, but stop arguing for me.
Yeah.
I think it's better. I'm good if they don't. You know, just don't even respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, get them. Yeah. They talked about me.
What'd they say now?
Yeah.
I bet they didn't say anything to that, did they?
Yeah. I'd egg it on.
What? But I used to be the same, you know, you get caught up in that. And I mean, I wouldn't sit and get so mad, but I would go back and forth a lot when email was the thing where people would reach us. And I could end up spending an hour or two in the afternoon back and forth. And I finally had to realize, you know, if it's not changing anybody's mind, you're just arguing with each other. But he didn't care.
He did not care.
I'm going to tell him they need to know. Mm-hmm. How many times did he say, they need to know?
Made him feel better.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Remembering Ace. Oh, that special boy.
That special boy of ours.
One of my favorite Ace phrases of all time was when he would go, blank. Man, I got to stop blanking, cussing so blanking much. And he wasn't saying it to be funny. No.
Yeah.
He was not saying it to be funny.
Yeah, he did have a dirty mouth.
He said, man, I really do. I'm a piece of blank. I just think. But I know y'all are too young to know the show Frasier very much. Frasier was starring Kelsey Grammer. It was probably the number one sitcom. Well, number two or three sitcom of the 90s behind Seinfeld and Friends. And Frasier worked at a radio station. He worked at a talk station. He was a psychiatrist, and they call and get advice and all. But there was a sports guy that came on after him. His name was Bulldog. And Ace was just like Bulldog. When the certain things would happen and on the show, it was kind of Bulldog's signature thing where he would come in and go, hey, where's my pen? I just have my pen right here. This is total BS. People coming in. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Pulling back up.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
So, I mean, he would look and something not be right. And depending on his mood, he would just start going, well, this is so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of those little incidents that when his headphones used to get caught up, he'd be having a perfectly fine, reasonable day. And his headphones would get caught on the desk or something. And it would rip it out of his ear.
Yeah.
He'd just go nuts. And then he'd be back to normal in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The stapler thing. Everybody's asking about the stapler thing. You know, if little thing, mechanical things would fail him, that could just make him erupt. A three-hole punch was
And Rob got a lot, Rob got a lot of that too with like the technology part.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was his quote to you, Rob?
Oh, I forgot.
You just said it. You were saying it was your favorite. Where he would say, I'm not yelling at you.
I'm not, Rob, you know I'm not yelling at you, right?
I'm not yelling at you.
Because Rob would be the only one in the, you know, we got two rooms. Rob would be in the other room and Ace would be yelling.
Yeah.
And the last conversation you had with him, he was yelling about something not working in the studio because he had come up here that day to, to record something. Yep. He was like, why is it not working?
Yeah. It was so, it's just, I don't know.
Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
I'm going to tell you what, though, friends. Since Ace's untimely passing, I have really been paying tribute to him and the way that he used to be. And I have used every minute since I got the news to justify eating or drinking whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Same. Know all that organic stuff that I've been griping about?
Yeah.
Because he before he really got into to fitness and nutrition and everything, Ace was, he would always be, I mean, I'm hitting it hard this week. That's what he'd always say. I'm going to hit it hard this week.
Because he said that all the time. Oh my gosh.
He didn't even, I mean, think about working out or anything until, you know, we got on up like around 30 or so. I started working out and getting back in shape and everything. And I introduced him to Freddie, our friend that owned the gym at the time. And then he started going, but then it was a long time before he was disciplined with it.
Right.
And he would say, man, we're on vacation. He's the one that came. We're on vacation. Like, well, we're really not. We're just picking up somebody at the airport. We're not on vacation. But he would use every excuse to go, all right, well, you know, I'll go ahead and let me get a hamburger. He got where most people say cheeseburger and is a general term. He always say hamburger.
Hamburger.
Let me get a hamburger, and then I'll hit it hard Monday. I'm hitting it hard Monday. Yeah. You can't start a diet on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You got to hit it hard on Monday.
Right. Yeah. And remember, we had a pizza sponsor when I was on the show, and he'd always come in and be like, now, who wants to split a piece?
Oh,
and who wants to split a piece? And nobody wanted to, and... Excuse me. You were like, just cut it. Just cut it in half.
Yeah. Or just throw it out. Or just, we got four pizzas here.
Yeah. Just who's going to split it? Nope. Somebody wants it. Somebody wants it. No, nobody wants it.
Eat the pizza.
He wanted to split everything.
Well, he just wouldn't. He's like, I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that was enough. Yeah.
I'm not going to waste it.
I'm not going to waste it.
Well, just cut it in half. Somebody will come along and eat the other half. Yeah, just leave it there.
Yeah. It's a cookies and cream donut, and now you've just put your fingers all over. Just eat it and throw it out. Yeah. No one wants to split it.
Yeah.
Huge hands in it.
He's so funny. Nobody wants to split it.
Just like he was. I mean, how much pain did he put himself through trying to get somebody to take that big old-fashioned TV?
Yes.
Oh God, I forgot.
A few
about
years
that.
Ago, he couldn't. Nobody wanted to buy it on Facebook Marketplace or anything, but he just wouldn't throw it away, and he just kept begging people.
Like anybody a box wants TV?
A good TV? A box TV on wheels?
No,
the thing had wheels on.
You're kidding.
He's like, well, it's a perfectly working, perfectly fine TV.
Somebody make somebody a good TV. Yeah. I mean, somebody in the third world.
Yeah literally.
Somebody with a forklift because it's 7,000 pounds that you wheeled out to the curb. No one wants it.
And everybody could split it either. They couldn't split it with it.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. Somebody's going to take it. He was like DMing through our Facebook page with people. I'm like, you don't know who these people are. You're inviting them up to our studio.
It's like he's trying to find a home for a puppy.
Yeah. I'm like,
Ace, what are you doing?
A living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
What did he end up doing with it?
Somebody took it, I think.
Oh, somebody took it?
I think.
Or did he put it in the dump?
No. I know we're running way long here, but somebody told him they were going to come get it and never did. He goes, that guy never showed up. He's supposed to be. I told him I'd meet him again. He's gonna meet. Supposed to meet me today. It's the second time.
God, made him even more mad.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.